Pakistan People's Party, PPP, senators staged a protest during a Senate session on Tuesday against the controversial canal project, accusing the federal government of water theft and calling for urgent debate on the issue. The session, chaired by Senate Chairman Yousaf Raza Gilani, began with opposition members expressing frustration over not being given time to raise points of order. Tensions escalated when PPP senators stood from their seats, chanting slogans such as "Water thieves not acceptable" and "Stop stealing Sindh's water." Senator Safala Abro highlighted the ongoing protests in Sindh, where people have been demonstrating for over a week. He stressed that multiple parties had submitted resolutions in the Senate against the canal project and demanded a chance to speak. Chairman Gilani responded by requesting Senator Abro to speak after the question hour. However, Abro staged a sit-in in front of the chairman's dais. Gilani suggested that the matter be brought to the floor for debate through coordination with Senator Sherry Raymond. The PPP senators, dissatisfied with the response, staged a walkout from the session. Law Minister Azam Nazir Tarar reassured the House that the government was open to dialogue and that no decision would be forced through without proper consultation. He confirmed that cabinet members were present to answer questions. Amid the protest, Chairman Gilani noted a quorum call, but initially confirmed that the House had the required number of members. However, a subsequent count revealed that the quorum was incomplete, prompting the ringing of bells in the Senate galleries. The protest intensified with Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, senators raising loud slogans. Senator Humayun Mamand criticized the government, stating that it was shameful for Treasury members to raise quorum objections. Senator Falak Naz Chatrali chanted, "PPP drowned in shame." At one point, only one senator from the ruling Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, PMLN, Nasir Butt, remained seated in the chamber. Leader of the opposition Shibli Firoz also criticized the government, pointing out that Khyber Pakhtunkhwa had been deprived of its Senate representation for a year. He condemned the failure to fill the vacant seat left by Sanya Nishtar and claimed that certain parties had blocked the election process. Chairman Gilani responded that the Election Commission had been duly informed of the vacant seat. However, as the quorum remained incomplete with only 19 members present, the chairman adjourned the session until Friday at 10:30 a.m.